Right then, sun cream packed, out of office on, but cruise or resort? Big decision, right?
Always a tough one.
But don't worry, we're here at Rock the Boat to help you figure it all out.
You're cruise specialists.
That's us.
And yeah, we know you might be thinking cruise is a bit stuffy, a bit cheesy, right?
Oh, we've heard it all. Buffets and bingo, they say.
But hold on, because this Norwegian cruise line, well, it tells a different story.
Completely different. Might surprise you, actually.
Let's have a proper look then, shall we?
Yeah, let's dive in.
First up, the basics. Where are you going to sleep? Cabins. Loads on these NCL ships.
Everything from the tiniest little studios
cozy
to these massive suites, balconies for days.
Practically was to party on those.
No kidding. And the best part is you choose. When you book, you know exactly what you're getting. No nasty surprises.
Not like some resorts, eh? End up looking at the bins.
Exactly. And let's be honest, who wants to be stuck in their room on holiday anyway?
Right. On a cruise, your room is like your base camp.
Just for sleeping, showering. Yeah. Yeah. And dumping your bags.
Then out you go, exploring.
Because let's talk destinations. This is where cruises, they really come into their own.
Absolutely. Wake up every morning, new view.
One day, cocktails on a beach. Next day.
Exploring some ancient ruins. And all without repacking your bags every 5 minutes.
Mate, don't even get me started on packing. Tried backpacking through Europe once with one tiny rucksack. Disaster.
Oh, I bet.
Travel laundry is not what it's cracked up to be, let me tell you.
Cruises, though, pack as much as you like. Your floating hotel takes you everywhere.
That's the dream, isn't it? Different cultures, new foods, amazing sights.
And no logistical nightmares.
All right, so we've covered sleeping, sightseeing, now onto the most important bit.
Go on then, what is it?
Food, obviously.
Hmm. And just wait till you taste it.
24-hour eateries, they've got those.
Massive buffets. Specialty restaurants.
It's like a foodie's paradise.
It really is. And the quality. Top notch.
None of that dodgy buffet stuff then.
No way. Fresh ingredients, themes from all over the world.
Sounds miles better than your average resort buffet. You know what I mean? Same old stuff day after day.
Oh, absolutely.
Treat yourself without breaking the bank.
Exactly. Not like a resort where every fancy meal costs you an arm and a leg.
Right. Stuffed yourself silly. Now what? Entertainment.
Oh, you won't be bored on a cruise, that's for sure.
These ships are like giant entertainment complexes.
Broadway shows, live music, themed parties, comedy acts.
You name it, they've got it.
And multiple showtimes too, so you don't have to miss out if you fancy a lion.
Try finding that at a resort. You're lucky if you get a bloke with a ukulele by the pool.
And even luckier if he knows any songs other than Wonderwall.
Speaking of entertainment, did I ever tell you about that karaoke night I saw on a cruise? It was epic.
Oh, go on then. Give us the highlights. Was this the one with the Spice Girls medley?
Oh, mate, you won't believe this.
Involved this grandma, right? Belting out Wannabe like nobody's business.
And then?
Someone spilled a piña colada. Chaos. But the crowd loved it. All right, enough laughs. Let's talk money. Cost.
The big one, eh?
Resorts, they might seem cheaper at first.
Yeah, you see those deals online.
But then you get there. Drinks, meals out, tips.
All those little extras start adding up.
Exactly. And suddenly, your cheap holiday isn't so cheap anymore.
It's like a holiday version of those mobile games.
Yeah.
In it. Free to play, but then...
You need to pay for all the good stuff.
But with cruises, a lot of that's already bundled in.
Accommodation, most of your meals, entertainment.
It's like a giant, floating, all-inclusive resort.
Exactly. For a bit extra, you get unlimited drinks, specialty dining, Wi-Fi.
The good stuff.
All included.
They're really spoiling you, aren't they?
It's like they're saying, go on, treat yourself. You deserve it.
And we do, mate, after another year of slogging away.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, before you decide what's cheaper, think about all those extras.
Compare apples with apples.
Or cocktails with cocktails.
Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Safety.
Ah, yeah. Cruises out there on the open ocean. Bit scary, right?
Well, first of all, NCL, they take safety super seriously.
All the protocols, all the training.
They've got it covered. Plus, if there's a storm or something unexpected, they can just adjust the itinerary. No problem.
Like a built-in backup plan.
Exactly. Which you wouldn't get with a resort. Booked for a week in Spain? Well, you're going to Spain, rain or shine.
Speaking of backup plans, I remember this one cruise, right? We hit some rough weather, had to skip a port.
Oh.
But the crew... They handled it like absolute pros.
What did they do?
Organized this massive onboard party to make up for it. Everyone had a right laugh.
See, that's the thing about cruises. Always a bit of flexibility.
You never know what exciting detours might pop up.
Speaking of exciting, let's talk value.
Value for money. Cruises got that in spades, haven't they?
Absolutely. But it's easy to just focus on that initial price tag.
I get you. You see a number, you're like, oh, that's a bit steep.
But you gotta look beyond the surface. Cruises are like an iceberg, right?
Okay, I'm intrigued. Go on.
So much more going on beneath the waterline. With a resort, your accommodation, that's just the start.
You got your meals, your drinks, your activities.
Those tempting little
It
excursions.
all adds up.
Like death by a thousand paper cuts to your bank account.
Ouch. Cruises, though, so much is already included.
It really is like a giant floating all-inclusive resort.
Right. And then on top of that, you've got the free at sea package.
Unlimited drinks, specialty dining, Wi-Fi, all those extras, they're just gone.
It's magic. Like a holiday fairy godmother waved her wand.
Go on, indulge, enjoy yourself.
Here's a thought. Imagine yourself at a resort, constantly checking prices, worrying about the bill.
Stressful, isn't it?
Now picture yourself on a cruise, cocktail in hand, watching the sunset.
Not a care in the world.
That's the life, eh? It's like comparing economy to first class. One's all about getting there, the other's an experience in itself.
Holidays should be about enjoying every moment.
Reach. Speaking of enjoying every moment, let's talk about all the stuff you could actually DO on a cruise.
Oh, the variety is just incredible.
Not just stuck with one beach, one pool, one restaurant.
It's like a giant playground for adults.
So what do we fancy too then? Dip in the pool? Go on the water slide?
Bit of rock climbing.
Ooh. Or maybe a spa day. Massage, facial, one of those seaweed wraps.
You come back looking 10 years younger.
It's not just a holiday, it's a full-on self-care retreat.
And while you're being pampered, the kids are off having their own adventures at the kids' clubs.
Everyone's happy. But it's not just daytime fun, is it? Cruises come alive at night.
Oh, tell me about it.
Broadway shows, live music, themed parties.
It's like having a West End theater and a music festival all rolled into one.
And no fighting for tickets or queuing for ages.
Multiple showtimes, fitted around your own schedule.
Try that at a resort. Stuck with whatever they've got going on.
Probably that bloke with the guitar again.
Still singing Wonderwall. Right. Before we get carried away with all the fun and games, let's talk food again.
Because a good meal can make or break a holiday.
Oh, absolutely. And cruises, they really go all out.
Don't they, Jess?
We've talked about the variety, buffets, 24-hour eateries, specialty restaurants.
But it's the quality that really sets them apart.
You're not kidding. Michelin-starred chefs, fresh ingredients, themes from all over the world.
Literally eat your way around the world without leaving the ship.
It's a culinary adventure every night.
And with the free at sea package, you can try all those specialty restaurants.
No extra cost.
Exactly. Romantic Italian one night, sizzling steakhouse the next.
It's all part of the experience.
Like having your own personal chef catering to your every whim.
Right. Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, one last thing. Exploring multiple destinations.
The big draw of a cruise, isn't it?
Ticking off that travel bucket list, one port at a time.
Wake up in a new, exciting place every morning.
And no packing and unpacking, airport transfers, all that faff.
It's like a magical mystery tour.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride. One day, ancient ruins in Greece. The next, cocktails on a beach in the Caribbean.
And the best part? You only unpack once.
Your floating hotel travels with you.
No lugging suitcases, no cramming everything into a tiny overhead locker.
It's the dream, isn't it? Hassle-free travel. Who doesn't want a bit of that? Right, folks?
We've covered a lot, haven't we? Value, variety, dining, destinations.
But we're not done yet. We've talked about all the practical stuff, but there's something else, isn't there? Something about the whole cruise vibe.
You're right. It's not just where you go. It's how it makes you feel. And cruises, they've got this special something.
They do, don't they? It's like stepping into a different world. Everyone's chilled out, happy.
Exactly. Picture this. You're sailing along, sun setting, sky all colors, cocktail in hand, sea breeze.
Bliss. And everyone around you, they're all there for the same reason. Escape, unwind, have some fun.
No stress, no worries, just good times.
Like clocking off on a Friday, eh? Work's done, pub's calling.
Exactly. And there's this amazing sense of community you get on a
You
cruise.
do, yeah. You bump into the same people at the pool, the bar.
You start chatting, sharing stories.
Making new friends.
It's like a giant floating village full of friendly faces.
And plenty of laughs along the way.
Ooh.
Speaking of laughs, the entertainment. We've talked about the shows, the music.
But it's not just that, is it?
Oh no, there's loads more going on. Themed parties, karaoke nights, quizzes.
Dance classes could literally fill your whole day with fun stuff.
If you wanted to. Or, you know, find a quiet spot on deck, book in hand, soak up some sun.
It's your holiday. Do what you want. Feel like hitting the water slide. Go for it.
Chilling by the pool with a cocktail. Why not? It's all about choice, isn't it?
Absolutely. And speaking of choices, let's talk logistics. Because planning a holiday, that can be a bit of a headache.
Oh, tell me about it. Flights, transfers, hotels, itineraries.
So much to think about.
But with a cruise, they take care of so much for you.
Transport, accommodation, meals, even some activities, all included in the price.
It's like having your own personal travel assistant. Sorted out all the boring bits so you can just focus on having fun.
Exactly. And packing. One word. Bliss.
You unpack once, that's it. Your floating hotel goes wherever you go. No more lugging suitcases around.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, so let's recap. You're planning a holiday, cruise or resort. Tough choice.
It is, yeah. We've looked at both sides, weighed up the pros and cons.
Ultimately, the decision is yours.
Hopefully, we've given you some food for thought.
We have, haven't we?
If you're after variety, value for money, no hassle.
And a truly unique holiday experience.
Well, a cruise might just be the perfect fit.
Couldn't agree more. And if you're ready to set sail on your next adventure,
head over to rocktheboat.travel.
Our team of cruise specialists are ready and waiting. They'll help you find the perfect itinerary, whatever your budget or travel style.
We'll sort out all the details. You just focus on the fun stuff. So until next time, happy travels.
And remember, the world is your oyster.